The year was 1861. Hostilities had begun. A blood bay horse, white face and feet, was there at the Battle of Bull Run. His rider, gravely wounded, was retrieved from where he fell. The horse had also taken shot and was confined till he got well. And so begins the story of a horse with a common name, who saw the war from start to end and for his time earned much acclaim. That was Baldy. Not many horses would serve in the war from start to end, just called Baldy. But for the Union's general meet, he was a trusted friend. While in the quartermaster's care from the wounds that he received, he caught the eye of General Meade. Here was a horse that he believed could serve him as his private mount and lead the troops in war. And Baldy proved the general right, a steadfast soldier and much more. The second battle of Bull Run, the general in the saddle, but the brand new horse he rode upon was once again wounded in battle. That was Baldy. Not many horses would serve in the war from start to end, just called Baldy. But for the Union's General Meade, he was a trusted friend. Antietam, 1862, in September of the year. And this time from the battlefield, some much disturbing news we hear. Feel a bullet strike me down. I lose my balance and I fall onto the ground. A bright red puddle where I've bled. I'm left for dead. In 2 short days, the cleanup corps saw something quite amazing. For where the battle had been fought, standing alive, contently grazing, was Baldy. Not many horses would serve in the war from start to end, just called Baldy. But for the Union's General Meade, he was a trusted friend. Shot through the neck, he would survive, his spirit would not yield, and once again would rejoin General Meade upon the battlefield. July of 1863, his general now commander, but when his rider spurred him on, old Baldy froze, could only stand there. I felt the bullet pierce my hide. I have a burning, searing pain within my side. It's all that I can do to stand, to serve my man. My master summons help to come. I hear him say, this time it looks like Baldy's done. I'm slowly led off of the field. I hope I heal. In my stomach, rifle lead. They say over 7,000 dead and 5,000 horses I had heard at Gettysburg. But he was like Gibraltar's rock and would again recover, and soon enough join General Meade and as a team would fight on further. That was Baldy. Not many horses would serve in the war from start to end, just called Baldy. But for the Union's General Meade, he was a trusted friend. Just before the war would end, old Baldy was sent home, still wearing lead that remained lodged between a pair of his rib bones. 14 times was wounded in 6 battles of the war. He now enjoyed a well-earned rest where he wouldn't have to fight no more. For several years, George Gordon Meade would take him for a ride, and followed his old master's casket later when his rider died. That was Baldy, a faithful servant to his master right up to the end, just called Baldy. And for the Union's General Meade, a confidant and friend.